Hello there. Now, today I thought we would try something different. Now, picture this. You're in a swanky cocktail party, sipping on a drink and striking up a conversation with an intriguing stranger. I think we need some people around us. That's more like it. Ooh, I know. Let's add some background music. Elevator music? I don't think so. Let's try again. Yes, that's better. Let's call this intriguing stranger Xavier. Out of the blue, Xavier hits you with a fascinating revelation. The secret to finding lasting love might just lie in the world of startups. You're hooked. Your curiosity piqued, and you can't help but lean in closer as they weave a tale connecting the qualities investors seek in a winning team to the art of finding the perfect relationship. Get ready to discover how the startup world and dating scene intertwine, revealing valuable insights that could transform the way you navigate your love life and startup life. Let's dive into the captivating story and uncover the surprising parallels between entrepreneurship and romance. Shall we start?
Here we go.
Welcome to the Insiders Podcast, and thanks for tuning in. And here is your host, Mark.
Now, as much as I would love to, I really don't think I can put on a Xavier accent. So you'll just have to imagine that I'm Xavier. I tell you, some of the qualities investors seek in a winning team can truly apply to finding a great partner. And we're going to go through five qualities that can also relate to dating. Let's think about the absolute thinker, someone who demonstrates decisiveness in love and entrepreneurship. In dating, it's important to know what you want and definitely be decisive about it. Just like investors appreciate founders who think in absolutes. Potential partners appreciate someone who is clear about their intentions and goals in a relationship. This clarity makes you more reliable and consistent, which can be a very attractive quality in a potential partner. So when looking for love or opportunities, I suppose you could say, be true to yourself and know what you're looking for, whether it's a long-term commitment or just a casual connection. Isn't it nice when you meet someone who's organized? Oh, I think organization skills are essential in both startups and relationships. Just like entrepreneurs use productivity tools to stay on top of their work, you can use organizational skills to manage your dating life. Keep track of your plans, special dates, or conversations to show that you're attentive and invested in the relationship. This kind of thoughtfulness can go a long way in making your partner feel valued and appreciated. This goes for those VCs. They like to see organizational skills. You've heard the term mental health prioritization. It seems to flutter around in the world of HR. Now, in a relationship, it's crucial to maintain a healthy balance between your personal well-being and your commitment to your partner. Just like successful founders invest in their personal lives, investing in your mental health and self-care can lead to a stronger and more successful relationship. By prioritizing yourself and making sure you're happy and healthy, you'll be better equipped to build a lasting connection with someone else. I fancy another cocktail. Mind you, the bar is looking very busy. I have an idea. I think I can sneak around to the other bar entrance. That area is usually considerably quieter. So if you can just persevere with me and let me adapt to getting us a cocktail. Well, that didn't take too long. Here you go. Enjoy. Now, where were we? Ah, yes. Resilience and adaptability. They're essential qualities for both entrepreneurs and people in a relationship. In dating, you'll face challenges and setbacks. Just the same as in a startup world. Being able to adapt and grow through these experiences can help strengthen your relationship and show your partner that you're committed to overcoming obstacles together. Embracing change and being open to learning from each other can create a more fulfilling and dynamic partnership. Now, I think it's important that I'm upfront with you. This initial concept of five qualities that investors seek, that actually comes from Harvard School of Business. So, however, the connection to dating is truly my own. You see, I think that being transparent and honest are vital in both the startup world and dating scene. In a relationship, it's important to be open about your feelings, intentions, and any challenges you're facing. Just like the investors appreciate founders who are transparent, your partner will appreciate your honesty and willingness to share your experience. Maintaining open communication is absolutely essential to building trust, understanding each other's needs, and working together to overcome any challenge that arises. So there you have it. It turns out the qualities investors look for in a winning team can also be helpful, especially when it comes to dating and building strong relationships. Now, as I've bastardized Harvard's study, or maybe Xavier bastardized it, I might as well do the same to Tony Robbins' quotes. Adapt it to fit our dating and startup scenarios. The quality of your success in both love and startups lies in the quality of your relationships and connections. I hope Tony Robinson isn't listening to this. Well, actually, it'd be quite nice if he was. Anyway, it's been fascinating stuff, right? Now, I think you need to get back to having some more cocktails, but I now have to leave, I'm afraid. It was lovely to meet you and hope you enjoyed tonight's episode. Remember to follow and subscribe. And that's a bye from Xavier and a bye from me. Bye now.
Thanks for listening to the Insiders Podcast, and remember to like and subscribe for further updates.